SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. More than a million people have fled their homes in besieged Gaza Strip in the past week as water supplies dwindle and hospitals warn they're on the verge of collapse. Meanwhile, the Israeli forces, supported by a growing deployment of U.S. warships in the region and the call-up of some 360,000 reservists, have positioned themselves along Gaza's border and drilled for what Israel said would be a broad campaign to dismantle the militant group. Israel said it already has struck dozens of military targets, including command centers and rocket launchers, and also killed Hamas commanders. An Israeli family from Ramat Gan, outside of Tel Aviv, travels to New York, where they have a family to escape the war and hold their son's bar mitzvah.
Dad Ori David, a pro soccer player turned coach, says the family is used to occasional rockets from Gaza. This time it's different.
It's a dangerous place right now.
So his wife Karen, who works for LL Airlines, packed up the family, including her parents and their two kids, a teen girl and a boy who was supposed to have his bar mitzvah in Israel but is holding it here.
We try to do the best we can, and I think we did it. He's very excited. He was a little bit sad at the beginning.
At the rehearsal at the Center for Jewish Life Shabbat Sag Harbor, Rabbi Beryl Lerman says usually families from here go to Israel for bar mitzvahs.
But for an Israeli family to come to New York to have a bar mitzvah, that just shows you the chaos of the situation.
Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, Dr. Michael Oren, the former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the resolve of the Israeli people's ironclad after a deadly attack.
I have been attending funerals and mourning sessions, shivas, and I talk to the families. People want vengeance. People want to end the Hamas threat, to uproot Hamas, destroy Hamas, virtually at any cost.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, "Players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election officials confirm voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. Many parents are seeking alternatives to public classrooms due to disputes over the LGBT agenda and as well as political issues. This is SRN News. The tech industry is keeping close tabs on a huge antitrust trial.
If government regulators prevail in the trial, it's likely to unleash drastic changes designed to undermine the dominance of the Google search engine that defines the internet for billions. Experts say if Google loses, it could open up new online avenues for consumers and businesses to explore in pursuit of information, entertainment, and commerce. It could also raise prices if Google is banned from paying billions of dollars to favor its search engine on smartphones and web browsers. Jason Walker reporting.
A speeding ticket like no other. A Georgia man received $1.4 million speeding ticket. Officials say the figure was just a placeholder, not the actual fine. The man says he received the citation after getting pulled over last month for doing 90 in a 55. It'll be settled in court. More at SRNNews.com.